Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Dawn B., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today's Tuesday, November 5th, 2024, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we're reading from the Big Book, and we're on page 57, the first paragraph, What is This But a Miracle of Healing? Through one paragraph ending, His Maker, Then He Knew. We'll be commenting on this one paragraph today. Today's readers, 12 Steps, Leland P., 12 Traditions, Jan L. Readers of the text, Alex K., Wendy M., and Janice P.M. The reference number for Monday, November 4th, 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 21,884. That's 21884. And for this morning, Tuesday, November 5th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, the reference number is 21,886. That's 21886. Our newcomer greeter this morning is Hillary B., and Shelley E. will do the announcements. Thank you to everyone who's providing service for this meeting. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I'll now ask Leland P. to read the 12 steps of OA.
Hi, this is Leland, recovering compulsive overeater from Berlin, Germany. The 12 steps. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. Were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thanks for letting me be of service.
Much, Leland P. How our meeting works. Oops. I'm now going to ask Jan L. to read the 12 traditions of OA. Go ahead, Jan. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Jan L. in Florida. These are the 12 traditions. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our common purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA, as such, ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personality. Thank you for doing service and letting me do service.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much, Jan L. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book, and we're on page 57, the first paragraph, What is this but a miracle of healing? Through one paragraph ending, His Maker, then He knew. And we'll be commenting on this one paragraph today. And I'll now ask Alex K. to read and then share with us.
Thank you, Dawn. Thanks, everyone, for being here. Alex K. in California, compulsive eater, given a reprieve for today. What is this but a miracle of healing? Yet its elements are simple. Circumstances made him willing to believe. He humbly offered himself to his Maker, then he knew. Well, I feel I truly am experiencing a miracle or multiple miracles of healing. To start with, freedom from food obsession and compulsion. When I was in the midst of daily binges, I never imagined it was possible to not only stop compulsively eating, but to also not even want to eat compulsively. I have peace with food now. All my time and energy and attention no longer go to my addiction. I'm still a compulsive eater and always will be, but today I'm not struggling and suffering in the disease. And that is a miracle. Evidence of the program, my higher power doing for me what I could never do for myself. I tried long and hard to stop eating compulsively, but I always failed because I can't do it by myself. I need help and treatment for this disease, just as I would for any other disease like diabetes or heart disease. And the treatment is this program, the 12 steps. And it's simple, though not always easy, and it took me a while to be willing to follow suggestions and make my recovery a priority. I need to do my footwork and be an active participant in my recovery along with my fellows and my higher power. We form a powerful spiritual team, and the rewards are life-changing, not only abstinence, but so many other positive changes. My thinking, which is the root of my trouble, is changing. The difference between when I first came and now in my thinking is like night and day. I really am being restored to sanity. Self-destructive ideas and behavior that used to be my normal no longer feel comfortable, and I'm able to make more loving self-care choices. So I really am being healed and transformed into the person my higher power wants me to be. And I see progress every day, and I grow closer to my higher power every day. And that's so comforting and inspiring. It really is an exciting adventure, and I'm looking forward to more to come. So I happily keep coming back to take my medicine, and because it works, and experiencing more miracles of healing. Thanks, everyone, for helping me with my recovery today. Pass.
Thank you so much, Alex K. Great way to get us started. And I'm now going to take the names of people who would like to share on this paragraph. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share with us?
Maureen from
Roz G.
And what was your initial, Maureen?
Maureen
Jen.
G.
Maureen G?
Jen. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Janice,
and I have
Janice PM.
Perfect. Janice PM. I have Roz G. I have Maureen G, Roz G, and Janice PM. Who else would like to share?
Well, the G's got it. Vanessa G.
Vanessa G.
Stephen G.
Stephen G. Okay.
Devorah S.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Wendy. That's Wendy B.
Lynn D.
Oh, Lindy, I'm sorry. Lindy, very good. Okay, very good. Let me let you know who I got, and then let me know if I missed anyone. I have Maureen G., Roz G., Janice PM, Vanessa G., Stephen G., Devorah S., and Lindy. Is there anyone I missed? Okay, let's go with that lineup. Maureen G., please get us started, followed by Roz.
Hi, I'm Maureen G., a compulsive overeater. And I haven't been in really long, only about like 6 months, but when they talk about a miracle of healing, I'm it. I started out, well, I tried over and over and over again, and I've been through the steps a couple of times. This is the first time with visions, and so I had it. I couldn't get it. I couldn't get abstinent. I couldn't get it. Couldn't stop, kept screwing up every day, but I just kept moving forward. And what happened is I just followed the program at first, you know. I got a sponsor. I went to, she told me go to the meeting. I just, whatever she told me to do, that's what I did. The first sponsor I had didn't work out really well. I don't know why. It just, the two of us didn't click. But the second sponsor, I got better at picking one that I could relate to, and it's working out really well. And so the miracle is I'm not sitting around thinking about food all day long. And also connected to the other miracle call is I'm not thinking about myself all day long either. I'm thinking about my fellows. I'm thinking about my husband, his children, thinking about how I can be of service to my higher power. I didn't start out with the higher power, by the way. I had no higher power, and now I have God of my understanding. And that, going through the steps, I really have become transformed. And it does help to have a sponsor that is experienced and can really kind of guide you to the right, in the right direction.
and she's a very good sponsor. But I really, it's God who really did this, you know, really is changing me. And I'm still in the process. I'm not fully recovered. I am recovering, and, you know, day by day. And when it says restore to our right mind, that's what I needed, because this obsession with food was part of the whole problem. Thinking about food, thinking about myself, trying to be perfect, trying to run the world myself. These were my problems. I can't explain it, but I think if you're new, just go to these meetings and get a sponsor, number one. And then it'll go from there. And that's what I said would advise. Okay. That's it.
Thank you, Maureen. Thank you, Maureen G. Do you want to let us know where you're calling from?
Massachusetts.
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much. Yep. All right. Great. Roz G., it's your turn, followed by Janice P.M.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dawn. I think your name is Dawn. Thank you for your I'm echoing. Somebody needs to mute their phone. Thank you. Thank you. My name is Roz G. I'm a recovered compulsive eater in Palmdale, California. I wanted to share on this Tuesday, November the 5th, 2024, a very special and stressful day in my country. And I don't have to overeat. I don't have to eat over stress. Circumstances made him willing to believe. Unfortunately, my religious background and my church attendance did not make me willing to believe. The circumstances that made me willing to believe were massive amounts of pain as a result of compulsive overeating and all of the emotions that were underlying the food. I was resentful, fearful, and I treated people terribly. And it took a lot of humility and a lot of kicking in the butt for me to see these things. Right now, I'm in my kitchen and the sun has risen. You know, we've had our time change in California and all over America and most states. So the sun's fully up now. But I don't have the sun, it's not blocked. But my resentments and fear and how I treated others it blocked the sunshine of my life. And, you know, it is a miracle that on Halloween, I had buckets of candy in my classroom, didn't even think about putting it in my mouth, served at my church at the Harvest Festival where there were hundreds of bags of candy coming in because I was at the Welcome Center. I didn't even think about putting it in my mouth. That is a miracle because I used to love Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and Kit Kat bars, and I used to love them. I didn't even think about putting them in my mouth. That is a miracle. And with the stresses of the America today, I am getting my weighed and measured food plan in my lunchbox to take to work today. And I'm sharing on a meeting because I feel stress. And I have to admit it. I want things to go a certain way, but they may not. There's the circumstances of life. But that doesn't mean I have to put unhealthy, unabstinent food in my mouth. So my time might be up, but I just want to say thank you for letting me share. And I love Overeaters Anonymous and what it has done for my life. I pass.
Thank you so much, Roz G. from California. Janice P.M., it's your turn, followed by Vanessa G. Let us know where you're calling from.
Well, good morning to you, Dawn V. I am Janice P.M., and I'm a grateful recovered, compulsive overeater living in Massachusetts. Well, I'm so glad that some of the shares were you know, for newcomers or long-timers, it doesn't matter. I'm here to give testimony that through OA and the 12 steps, I am one of the miracles also. You know, when I came into the program, you know, the word God, oh my God, I said, oh my God. It was frightening when I thought it was associated with OA 12 steps, because I've tried all the means I could to stop eating compulsively and doing other things. I found that it was not possible for me to sustain the desire. I would stop, I could get a food plan, but I'd always go back. So there was something wrong, you know. But going through this program of these 12 steps, the answer finally came, because I knew I tried everything. So I admitted, you know, that it was possible. Is it possible to know that there's a power with mercy greater than me? Well, that could grant me miracles. Now, this is the secret. Well, I don't know if it's a secret, but in this second step, I had to be desperate, first of all, you know, because if I could do it, I wouldn't be here. But I couldn't do it. So what happened was they told me, in this step, you don't have to believe in a God. Just have the willingness to believe. Oh, I was free then. I can believe the way I wanted to believe and listen to the stories. And another thing, I found out that if I'm willing to believe, then I will achieve. But if I say, oh, no, you know, fight, I was always struggling. I was always defiant, you know. So that started me. It started giving me some meaning and direction. And listening to those in the program that have recovered and share the miracles in their life. And I used to say, oh, are they really telling the truth? Or I wish I was like them. Well, let me tell you, when you get through with these steps, you are going to find that there is a power, I choose to call that power God, that did for me what I could not do for myself, because all my self-reliance failed me. But I admitted complete defeat, and then I felt like I was raised from the dead. Now, okay, thank you very much. Today I have a choice, and I could give you so many miracles that has happened to me, but I promise you, if you go through this and you seek a power greater than you, it will happen to you, and you'll be another miracle of this program. And with that, I'm going to pass. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Janice PM from Massachusetts. Vanessa G., it's your turn, followed by Stephen G., and if you happen to be just joining us, we're talking about page 57, that first paragraph, what is this but a miracle healing? Through one paragraph ending, his maker, then he knew. So, Vanessa G., it's your turn, followed by Stephen G.
Thank you, Dawn. Thank you, everybody who makes this meeting possible. My name is Vanessa G., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater in New Mexico. So there's a lot in this paragraph for it being so small. There's four concepts, I think. It says they're simple. These elements are simple to create this miracle of healing. But, you know, what are those elements? Well, if you're like me and you're new to the program and you're sitting in this meeting, probably the reason, at least it was for me, is because of circumstances. It wasn't for any other reason that I was sitting in a meeting. There was no reason why I would have sat in a meeting, except for the fact that I had found myself completely at the mercy of food, of my eating disorder. And so I came to a meeting, and, you know, you can't come to a meeting without hearing just a little bit. and there was the willingness that came. I don't know if I was willing to believe in, you know, quote unquote, God or a higher power, but I was willing to believe something, anything at that point that might possibly help me, might heal me. And then for whatever reason, but I think it might have been the fact that someone talked to me or all of you talked to me, I decided to do what you did. And I went through the rest of the steps. I offered myself, you know, to my higher power by doing the rest of the steps. And then I had a spiritual awakening. I don't know exactly when that spiritual awakening happened. I do know that when I felt it for the first time, it seemed sudden. It was after I did my second ninth step. But what I have to say about that is just by sitting in the meeting, by coming to the meeting, circumstances had made me willing to believe. If I stay in the meeting, I'm willing to believe. And it worked for me. It worked for me to stay here and to go through the rest of the steps. And then I know today that there is a higher power in my life that not just heals me from my eating disorder, but heals me from circumstances in life, heals me from negative thinking, heals me in the way of wanting to be just a better person every day as best as I can. I'm glad to be here, and I hope that you find what you need here too, and that you also become glad to be here. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Vanessa G. from New Mexico. Stephen G., it's your turn, followed by Devorah S.
Hi, Dawn. Thanks for your service. I'm Stephen G. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Toronto, Canada. What was this but a miracle of healing? Well, what was that in my case? Thousands and thousands of thoughts of eating my alcoholic foods and ingredients were removed, and suddenly I was able to follow a plan of eating that I never could have done on my own. How did I go from morbid obesity and massive weight fluctuations to a stable body weight and, you know, wearing the same size clothes for years? How did I go from emotional ups and downs to a sense of peace and serenity that I could not have created on my own? What was this but a miracle of healing? And it came from a power greater than me. I couldn't have done it on my own. And what circumstances made me willing to believe? Well, the disease got worse and worse and worse and worse until I was in a point of such extreme physical and emotional suffering that living didn't seem like something I wanted to do. And I was backed into a corner. Quicksand surrounded me in all directions, as Bill Wilson said. And then I was willing to do anything. And this fellowship and this big book presented me with a way out. And as any addict, I didn't want to do it until I had no other choice. And then I offered myself to my maker. I wouldn't have known how to offer myself to my maker, but the book shows me how to do that in very simple steps. And when I did those things, fairly dramatic things happened. And then I knew. But I only knew because I was backed into a corner by suffering, became willing to take certain actions. And then others who'd followed that path showed me the instructions in the book and showed me how to do that. And then I got a particular outcome and a miracle of healing that I couldn't have imagined. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Stephen G. from Canada. Devorah S., it's your turn, followed by Lynn D., and then I'll be taking some more names.
Yes. Hi. Good morning, everyone. Thank you. It's Devorah S. from New Jersey, and I'm a grateful compulsive overeater. Thank you, everyone on this line that makes this meeting possible and for all your sharing. It's been very, very inspiring and enlightening. And, you know, what was this but a miracle of healing? Yet its elements are simple. Circumstance made him willing to believe. And, you know, I have to say circumstances, I could take that word circumstance, willing to believe. Yes, I'm willing to believe that there's a power greater than myself and that I can't do this and that God can. But a couple of weeks ago, I had a circumstance and I said, oh, this is not going to hurt me. This is okay. And I ate something that was not on my food plan. because in my head it was like, I'm feeling in pain, I'm overworked, I'm tired, I'm entitled. And it was, you know, it was all lies. I mean, I have every reason to eat and then I have no reason to eat. And I, you know, thank God it didn't go on for days and months and years and hours. You know, it happened, and I spoke with my sponsor, and I'm going through the steps again. But one of the things that I realized, and I'm going through it in a much deeper way as well, one of the things I realized was that I was using, you know, coffee, drinking coffee, and it was blocking me a lot. It was really, I said to my sponsor, you know, I'll do anything that you say to me. I'll do whatever, but don't tell me to put down the coffee. And then that was a signal to her and say, what's going on with the coffee? And it just came out. God put those words into my mouth. I wasn't really wanting to say that, but it did. And I put down that coffee last Sunday, and this is day 10. You know, the withdrawal from it is intense. You know, it's already, thank God, it's a lot better. But the whole last week I was going through, you know, intense withdrawal, headaches, runny nose, flu-like symptoms. And, you know, the miracle today is that I'm seeing God is giving me this new revelation that I don't need to depend on coffee to give me something. You know, I could just rely on God. God gives me everything that I need. And coffee is not it. That's a false belief in my mind, you know, and you know, whatever. So I'm just so grateful today that I did humbly offer myself to my God and let him take me and do with me as he will, because, you know, for me, it's, you know, I could find anything to rely on, you know, any power. I could make that my power, anything. And what I need and what I truly believe today is it's that God is the only power that can relieve me of any of my obsessions. And I'm so grateful, and it's a miracle. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Devorah S. from New Jersey. Lynn D., it's your turn to share, and then I'll be taking some more names.
Oh, hi. It's Lynn D., as in David, from San Diego, California. I'm a compulsive overeater, and I'm so grateful to be on the line this morning. Thank you, everyone, that does service for the meeting to be possible. Yeah, for some reason, when I heard the miracle of healing, the first thing I thought of was, oh, I was broken. Like, of course I needed mending, right? Something is broken. It needs to be fixed. I don't know why, but it never occurred to me that I was broken. But I was broken. I was, you know, I was probably over 250 pounds. I was young. I was 19 when I came into program, and I was definitely broken. I was so sick and tired of figuring it out and doing it by myself and life and using the food as basically my coping mechanism for everything. And I couldn't understand why things were going wrong, or I couldn't, you know, fix it with food or time or myself or whatever, right? And I just kept on eating and eating and eating and, like, having no full button and, you know, being in a situation where I was living alone by myself for the first time. And, you know, my family did the best they could with what they had, but they didn't have any food knowledge, as I like to kind of call it. I'm doing it differently with my children. We're giving them lots of food knowledge. Especially because, you know, they're athletes too. And so I have no idea what I'm supposed to be feeding student athletes. So, you know, we talk about it. That was another thing too, like talking about things. Grew up in a German-Russian household, so I love yous. And talking were not discussed or shared, but food was. So anyways, Yes, miracle of healing. I mean, there's lots of healing today. You know, 12-step programs, and I choose to do some outside therapy talk, lots of fellowship. My partner is in a 12-step program. We raise our kids and our family in a 12-step way of life. So anyway, miracle of healing. Thank you so much for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Lynn D. from California. And I'm now going to take the names of people to share on this paragraph. Page 57, the first paragraph, starting with, "What is this but a miracle of healing? And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too." So who would like to share with us?
Vicky D. from Florida.
Ruby.
Vicky D. And
Ruby. Oh, sorry. Ruby H. from California.
Ruby H. from California.
From Maryland.
Who from Maryland?
2T. B.
2TD?
Yeah, Trudy B.
Oh, Trudy B. Very good. Thank you so much. Okay. All right. I have Vicky D., Ruby H., Trudy B. Anyone else?
Donna B. from Colorado.
Oh. Very good. Donna B., Colorado. Okay, let's go with that and see how much time we have. Who else?
Daryl P. from New Orleans.
Was that Del P.?
Daryl.
Della?
Daryl, like rhymes with Carol, starts with a D. Like Daryl.
Daryl. Oh, yeah. Very good. Daryl, very good. Thank you so much. Sorry about that. Daryl B. from, okay. All right. I have Vicky D., Ruby H., Trudy B., Donna B., and Daryl B. Vicky, please get us started. You have 3 minutes.
Hi, Dawn. Vicky T. from Florida, recovered. Thank you so much for your service, and thank you, everybody on the line. And I love the word miracle, and I really missed that word when I first came in years ago. I mean, I must have seen it, but I didn't deal with it or think about it. And I had a miracle this morning. There's been a hot topic. There's always a hot topic, you know. That's like on nice terms, right? You know, I have a hot topic, and I was thinking, what's my solution? Like, if I go to the doctor and I have like a problem with my tooth, and he says, okay, this is going to be the course of action. And my course of action was with this hot topic, and I'm going to be spending more time with God. And 4 o'clock in the morning, it was like Ed McMahon, if you're young, you'd have no idea what I'm talking about, came into my room and said, "Miss Turner, you have won $4,000. Please get out of bed and sign the back of the check and endorse it." Like, that's how I woke up out of bed at 4 a.m. And it was a spiritual experience. I know I sound crazy, and maybe I am, but I just got out of bed, and God directed me to my little place where I meet with Him, and we had an hour conversation about this situation, and it was just incredible. It just turned my energy. It was a miracle healing. That's all I can say. You know, all I do is walk to God. I have this, I hear other people doing it, and I started doing it, and then He shows up for me. And I love what somebody shared. He heals me. I refer to Him as Him. He heals me from the circumstances of life, because that's what it is. The whole bottom line is, I'm afraid that I'm not going to get my way. Why? Because then I'm not going to be okay. And that's the whole crux of my compulsive overeating, is that I'm afraid. It's 100 forms of fear. And then, you know, I drill down on the fear. But you know, I can't do two things at once, even though I think I can. I can't believe and rely on God and be terrified at the same time. So I'm so grateful that I have a huge feeling of positive gratitude today and hoping for the best. I know what I can do. That's not my background, by the way. But I know what I can do if the best doesn't happen. I have a solution, and that solution is to go deeper to God. Go deeper to God. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Vicki T. from Florida. Ruby H., it's your turn to share, followed by Trudy B. Go ahead, Ruby.
Hi, my name is Ruby, and I'm definitely a compulsive eater. And I just want to thank everyone this morning for sharing about ways in which they've healed. I'm literally hanging on to every word because I'm in that position where I have tried to do this on my own, where anything but working the steps and having to face the trauma that I in my life and all the wreckage, you know, and I've tried and tried and tried again and just hit myself up against the wall so many times that when I listen to you, it's the like I believe what you say because I literally have nothing left to hang on to, and I, you know, I told. Honestly, I've gone through, I don't know, 15 sponsors because I just refuse to listen and to follow directions. And yesterday I'm writing in my journal and I'm just saying, listen, Ruby, just listen. And so I'm just listening and I just want to thank everybody for their words because it's giving me hope. For the first time in my program, I'm actually doing exactly what I'm supposed to doing, not 15 minutes of quiet time, but actually 30 minutes. And someone said something in a meeting the other day that touched my heart. I think it was in this meeting. They said that when they talk to their higher power, sometimes they say, they lift their arms up above their head and they say, up, 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 like a little child reaching for their father, and it just touched my heart so much that I'm using that. And so thank you very much. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Ruby H., and keep coming back. We're so grateful to have you here. Trudy B., it's your turn, followed by Donna B. Star one, Trudy. Okay.
Thank you. I thought I was already unmuted, but apparently I wasn't, and that's fine. My name is Trudy B. I'm from Maryland, and I'm real grateful to be here today. Thank you, everybody, for the service, and welcome to the newcomers. And I'm telling you, I know it's a true miracle working in my life today. You know, and the bottom line is I had to be restored to sanity because I was crazy as all outdoors. You know, just wanting to have things my way and eat what I wanted to eat, even though it was killing me, you know? And that has to be crazy when you keep on eating. Blood pressure could keep going up, cholesterol. It doesn't get any better. It just kept getting worse. And I just kept doing the same thing over, expecting different results. That means I'm crazy. So I'm a true miracle day, and I'm telling you, I went through Halloween, the feast. But, you know, what are the beginning of the feast for me that was a compulsive overeater, you know, that would get my food mixed up with the kids' food, you know, candy. You know, this Halloween I was able to go through my great-granddaughter's candy to make sure it was okay and realize one thing, great-granddaughter's stuff, not mine. I didn't get it confused, you know, because a lot of time I get it confused and be hiding the candy and like, no confusion. You know, it's not mine. I understand that today. And I'm so grateful because I've been restored to sanity. Everything was mine, picking off people's plates, you know. But I'm just so grateful today that I don't have to do that. I am a true miracle. Don't leave until the miracle happened. I heard that said numerous of times. you know, and I came from another 12-step program eons ago. And because I had to give up that substance, when I people started saying my food, you know, when I realized that I needed to give up my food, I didn't realize that somebody had said it, and my weight kept going up. I had resentments. I didn't want to. I felt like I had already given up enough. Now I got to give up my food. So I fought with that for years, and then I finally realized, yes, I'm a compulsive overeater. I come in, go back out, I look at you people, y'all got to stay. I found what I need. I hear something, and I tell you, I thought I could use that, but no, I was just crazy as a hatter. So I came in here and sat down. You know, and something has happened. I had a sponsor. Working the steps. Thank you so much. And I'm going to wrap up. I had a sponsor. I was working out the big book. And all of a sudden, I can't reach my sponsor. I know she had too much time to go back out. And she would tell me if she was going to let me go, but I can't reach her, and I don't understand. I left a message. I even called her. But, you know, I haven't gotten a return on it. So I just hope and pray she's okay. I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Trudy B. from Maryland. And we have time, Donna, for just a 2-minute share. And I apologize, Daryl, but we don't have time. Please come back tomorrow. We would love to hear you share. But Donna B., it's your turn. Please share with us.
Hi, thank you. My name is Donna B. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater, binge purge, and exercise bulimic, calling from Denver, Colorado. And if you're looking for me, my name is spelled D-A-N-A. So what is this miracle that the Big Book is specifically referring to? So to summarize very quickly the previous paragraphs, first we learned that this person is living in conscious companionship with his creator. So he's aware. He can see that his creator is alive in his life. Then the next paragraph tells us that he turns his will and his life over to the care of this companion that he's conscious of, and he doesn't want to drink anymore. So the miracle for me is that when I sincerely and honestly turn my will and my life to a power that is greater than myself, that is not me, miraculous things happen. And the most fundamental miracle is that I abstain from my alcoholic food ingredients and volume eating. And I, as a result, am able to be present for a very blessed life. And I also have the ability to hear God's will as it enters through my consciousness. And with that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Donna B. from Colorado. Beautiful shares today. Thank you to everyone. We will now close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Wendy M. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only. Star 1, Wendy.
Hi there, Dawn. Yes, Wendy. I had a technical difficulty. This might have been the best meeting I've ever heard. Thank you. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who's still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order, but obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then. I pass.